Now, retained firefighters have resumed their strike action today after they voted to reject a Labour court recommendation aimed at resolving a dispute over pay and conditions. Pickets have been placed at fire stations across the country, but members will respond to life-threatening emergency calls. In a minute, we'll talk to our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan. First, let's hear from some of those on the picket line in Bray in County Wicklow.
Well, we've been trying to push for better living conditions, better work-life balance, and the Labour Court has come back with nothing useful. From the, it sounds good on paper, I'll give them that, but it's a 24% increase, or around there, on 99 cent an hour. So you can do the maths yourself. That's not exactly livable. And there's, like, we went a week with no calls last week, and I know my paycheck is going to be concerning next week because of it, and I've got rent due and everything coming up, so it's not sustainable long term.
I've been here for the last 24 years, and we're looking for more time off and more pay. It's a job where we take time off, where we take holidays at our own expense. I don't know any other job that does that.
What's the reality like for you guys? I mean, it's meant to be a part-time job, is it not? But it's very hard to get another job in reality, isn't it?
Literally impossible, because we have to be within 2.5 kilometres of the station. And there's no employer who's going to do that. And plus, the employer has to let you go when the call does come in. And there's no one going to do that.
Retained firefighters on the picket line in Bray in County Wicklow with our work and technology correspondent Brian O'Donovan. Let's cross live now to Brian at that picket line. Brian, retained fire crews back on the picket lines today. Remind us of the background to this dispute.
Well, Gavin, retained firefighters are supposed to be part-time firefighters. They're paid an annual retainer for being on call, and then they get additional payments every time they are called out. What has happened in recent years, however, is there's been a fall-off in call-outs, which means there's a big fall-off in their income. They also say, as you heard some of the firefighters say there, that it's very difficult to get another job. So in theory, while it is a part-time job, it's very hard to find other work. You have to be within a radius of your station. It has led to a recruitment and retention crisis in the service. There are staff shortages, so it means that those who remain in the service find it very difficult to get time off and get downtime. So you had a Labour Court recommendation a few weeks ago, which suggested an increase to the retainer paid to the firefighters of between 24 and 33%. Now, that sounds like a very high percentage increase, but the firefighters would say, yes, it's a high percentage increase on a very small amount. So just to give you the numbers, an entry-level firefighter might be on something like 8,800 a year. Under the Labour Court recommendation, it would increase to 11,800 a year, but they're saying that's simply not enough. What they want is a total restructuring of core pay and to effectively be put on a salary rather than that old system of that annual retainer and those call-out fees, because they're saying that those call-out fees have dried up and it's just very, very hard to make a living now.
Brian, how long is this strike likely to last?
Well, they have said they will stay on the picket lines for as long as it takes. We know there was industrial action last month. It began with a work to rule, then it went to rolling work stoppages. Today, what we have is strikes at every retained fire station in the country. The stations are closed. There are pickets placed outside. Now, what they have said throughout all of this is that they will respond to emergency calls when those life-threatening emergencies come in. But that too, Gavin, has led to some friction between the main trade union here, SIPTU, and the employer, which is the local authorities in every region. SIPTU accusing the local authorities of refusing to agree an adequate emergency cover plan. They said they were proposing certain measures. They're saying these were being shot down by the local authorities. The Department of Housing, Local Government and Heritage, which is the overall government body responsible for the local authorities, said that the refusal by firefighters to use what's known as a tetra radio system and arbitrary increases to predetermined attendance of appliances to incidents is counter to risk assessments undertaken and is unacceptable. So the department very much saying that an acceptable and safe level of cover must be maintained. The firefighters saying, yes, we will respond to those emergency calls. But as I say, a dispute over exactly how those emergency calls will be responded to.
Brian O'Donovan, our work and technology correspondent on the picket line with retained firefighters in Bray in County Wicklow. Thank you.